you bountifully in your future. One of the reasons why we're not reaching forth is because we won't release what we got now. And if we won't release what we've got now, how can we receive what's on the way? We don't even set ourselves up for the expectation of the greater that God has for us, because we're still in that place holding on to that holds us back. So reaching forth unto those things which are before, beyond, ahead. See, one of the things that vision does for you is it gives you a preview of what can be or will be. And when you walk by faith, listen, you can begin speaking with your mouth what you see in the spirit. Because your preview is going to be in the spirit realm. See, one of the things that men don't recognize is that everything God spoke, he saw first. Everything he said, let there be, is because he saw it in the spirit realm first. See, we need to get believers to start speaking things of faith that are yet attainable, that are ahead of us, that are beyond us, that is where God wants us to be, beyond where we are right now. Stop settling for where you are, for what you're in, for what you have. You ain't got to be jealous of nobody, envious of nobody. You've got the same privilege to be able to get what they've got and more if you utilize everything God has given to you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Mark chapter 4, I'm going to read 1 and 2, and then I'm going to drop down.
The reason why I'm reading that because it's pertaining to the sermon here. Mark chapter 4 and verse 1. And he began to teach by the seaside. And there were gathered unto him great multitudes, so that he entered into a ship and sat down by the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea of the land. And he taught them things by parables, and unto them his doctrine, got down to 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? 39 said, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, ease, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? 41 and last said, and they fearing exceedingly, said one to another, the manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey. May be seated. Follow the leader. Follow the leader. Who is your leader in your life? Is it Pac-Man? Is it the casino? Or is it that? My leader is Jesus. Everybody says their leader is Jesus, but their actions show something different. I'm not talking about nobody. But if the shoe fit, the old folks say, you just wait. The gospel is not for to make you happy. The gospel is for instruction in righteousness. That's what Timothy had penned it in the third chapter of 1 Timothy in about that 15-16 verse. The gospel is something that will get our souls back on track when we get off track. We all have a soul that's going to live on one day. Can I get a witness? We all have to stand for our own selves. We all have to go that way sooner or later. So many people have rushed themselves, but we all have to go that way. I'm not ready, you're not ready, but that's the way God designed it after Adam began to disobey God.
That's right.
On this beautiful Sunday, you ought to say, thank God.
Yeah.
Woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
Started me on my way.
Yeah.
As Molette told me yesterday, he said, Reverend, he said there was a lady in Woodward. She went to sleep, but she didn't get up. And now we was here to go pick her up. What I'm trying to say, you don't know what's on the next minute. You don't know what's on the next second. You have to praise God right now in your own mind. Let's get to the text. Look over in the fourth chapter. Third chapter, he couldn't do no worse because of their unbelief. He was trying to get home. And now here in the fourth chapter, he's teaching the ones that didn't understand what he was saying. And he was teaching in parables because a lot of people couldn't understand what Jesus was saying.
Yeah.
So he sat by the seaside because Mary Ann had ran him out of the church. So he was gone by the seaside, and now they hear them, they bothering right by the seaside. The man ain't doing nothing to nobody but just telling them how to live again. That's all he was trying to do. But you got people that will mess with you, even if you're doing good, even if you're trying to bless them, they still try. I know I got to do.
You ain't never had nobody just to mess with you. You ain't done no wrong. You ain't done nothing but trying to show them love, and they still drag their name in the mud.
I know I got some witness up in here. They lie on you and everything else.
And all you trying to do is help. You start right there in your home. I ain't talking about in your own household. You have your own flesh and blood that can grow up with you, talk about you like a dog, and that makes you want to know why is they doing it like this. All I'm trying to do is help somebody.
Dr. King said, don't tell them that I got a Nobel Peace Prize. Don't tell them that I got 400 Miss Pat Awards.
Don't tell them. And then he said, whosoever do my eulogy, tell them not to beat you. That's what he said. And then he said, when they do the eulogy, tell them that I try to help somebody. Is you helping somebody today? Or is you dragging their name to the mud? Is you going out to the hedges and highways every now and then, not every day, but every now and then, and telling somebody, is you telling somebody on your job about the man named Jesus can fix it? We just got through singing the song, jumping it out. Can you fix it?
Or we just lip service?
But can you know, do you know he can fix it? Because if you know he can fix it, you won't have to worry about when the trials and tribulations come.
And Jesus is something else.
He'll give you a test, and he won't tell you all the hell you got to go to. Jesus told them boys, let us, Miss Pat, go over to the other side. And he was tired that day because he was flesh. And don't you get tired every now and then when you're going to work, you want to come home and kick off your shoes and maybe put on the fan or maybe put it on the TV and you just want to relax a little while.
Amen. Come on, man.
But you know when you're serving the Lord right, you have to duck and dodge like I do sometimes because I be trying to get some rest every now and then, but sometimes when you're real, people will find you and tell you about what they're going through. When you are anointed and set apart, picked on, people will find you. You don't have to go find them. They will find you and ask you, I need to be praying for because I'm going through such and such.
Follow the leader.
Jesus was a leader. Jesus was the one that just got through healing Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus was the one in Mark Gospel chapter 1, just got through healing a boy that had leprosy. Jesus just got through helping a boy that had been paralyzed for his days when he came onto earth and the four other men that was carrying him around. Jesus just got through helping and healing him. Now here it is, he said, let us pass over
to the other side.
Man, and one thing about Jesus now, he when he up to something, he don't tell you everything. This road that we're on, it's not going to be an easy, smooth road. You're going to have to lay awake and cry every now and then. I say every day, but every now and then, you're going to have to shed a tear because you know why? You are serving the Lord.
Come on, man.
And serving the Lord will pay off after all. My grandfather and my granddaddy would say, boy, serving the Lord will take you a long way up the highway.
Come on, man. Preach.
I come from a sanctified family. And they be singing and jumping and shouting and praying to God with them tambourines.
I didn't know what was going on, scared me to death. But I know now in the by and by, they say, boy, you don't understand it in the by and by. We can get a little older. And I don't understand why I'm going to serve the Lord because while I got a chance
to tell somebody about this man. His name is Jesus, ain't
he?
Look at the text. Now let me get to this text. 35 through 41. Jesus was talking to his disciples. They were tired. They had been teaching. He'd been teaching all day. The 12 had been following. One of them was a devil. And he says, and when they had sent away, 36 said, away the multitude. Because see, wherever Jesus went, the multitude followed him.
Some was dictators, some was agitators, and some was just spectators. You have that in your church today. Some people just come here to see you for the show. Some people come here just to talk about one another. Some people come here for all other kind of foolishness. But what I come for is to lift up the name of Jesus. If I can lift it up.
I'll drop.
That's what he said. If I'll be lifted up, every Sunday when I come here, I don't come up for one thing. Sometimes I'll be down, but I say, Lord, I got to encourage myself in the Lord. Because when you encourage yourself in the Lord know how to strengthen you when the time of storms are raging, when the storms get high, when the raging seas start rising up. The Lord will know how to give you some joy.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord. It's a strength. Yeah, Jesus. It's JC's now. He loved it. This was one of his main topics. Yeah, Jesus. See, I don't forget what people do for me. And I treat people like I want to be treated. If you want to see King Jesus, your lover, you got to treat people right. You can't get over on people. And you can't stab nobody in the back talking about you're a Christian. That ain't Jesus. That ain't about that Jesus. Jesus helped any and everybody. And if he couldn't help you, he sure wasn't going to hurt you. And that's the way a Christian's supposed to be. A Christian's supposed to be set apart, peculiar, picked on, picked out. When they talk about you, you should say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they obtain mercy. Blessed are those that persecute you for my name's sake. Rejoice, because your name is written in heaven. A Christian is somebody that is distinguished. Your light will shine in dark places. They ain't gonna be talking bad about you. If they do, they lying, and they know they lying because you trying to be different from them. He said, love the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. I'm not gonna get caught up in this world because this world will send you straight to hell. But you got to know one thing. If I follow the leader, I'm going on a road.
Preaching now.
Yeah, Jesus. He's talking to his disciples. They're tired. You know when you're tired, don't want to be bothered, it kind of aggravates you, don't it? It aggravates you. Yeah, you do. You ain't perfect. You ain't all that. It feel like you all that. You're not all that. And I ain't either. We flesh. And we get tired sometimes. Especially when people want to beg you. They get on your last nerve. You got 50 cents? Man, you just got your check, but I got my check. What you do with yours? Gambling it up? Well, if you had me laugh yesterday, I ain't gonna talk about what he said. But anyway, wait, Dad, what you doing? So Jesus here, back to the text, it's time. And he said, let us go over. Now, he ain't telling them afraid of the disciples what he's going to do. Because they was Jews, and they were crazy. And they didn't believe in, you know, helping nobody but themselves. And you know some people like that? Just so selfish before. I'm like my mama. Before they say amen, they'll snatch it back. You do know some people like that just so selfish. They don't think about nobody but themselves. You ain't going nowhere like that, man. You got to hear my dad is saying. When you got your hand like that, can't nothing come in, and can't nothing come out. My dad is saying, Eugene, you got to start learning how to give, and it'll come back to you.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm a giver. You have to tell me to put money in the collection plate. If I ain't got $3, I'm going to put $1.50 in there, and I'm going to keep $1.50. I know how to give. Some of you don't know how to give nothing. That's why God always blessed me so. And then he told me the other day, Eugene, don't ask nobody for nothing. Because I'm going to supply you with your everyday. Don't you ask for nothing. Don't ask nobody for nothing. My daddy got California thousand. My daddy said the earth is the Lord. And my daddy said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with prayer. My daddy said, make a door for north unto the Lord. My daddy said, bless the man that persecutes you and for his name's sake, rejoice. My daddy said that.
Blessed
are the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And he shall delight in his ways. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth.
My soul shall make up boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. This poor man cried, he delivered him from all his trials. The angel of the Lord encamp round about them that trust in him. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Though he may fall, but behold him again. Yes, I've been down, and I've been up. Wait on the Lord, he shall strengthen. Now, I say, wait upon the Lord. The Lord is the light of my life. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, came up on me, and even my flesh and stomach fell, though a host and cap around me, this one thing I would do, I would dwell in the house of God. And I can go on and on. Now, I can go on and on. But I'm full of the Holy Ghost. You can't fool me. I just don't say much. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in whom will I trust. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Psalm 91 says, Lord, thou hast been my dwelling place from generation to generation, from everlasting to everlasting. Ain't that God's way? That's what he was doing right here. He was teaching them the word. He said, a sower went out to sow. Some fell upon stony ground. That's what he was doing. He was teaching them in a parable. And the Bible said that Jesus began to go down in the bottom of the ship. Now watch this, y'all. Watch how Jesus do this down here. I'm going to talk to somebody. Now, there were other little ships, the book said. That's what it said. Watch the ship, Kyle. Scott. Watch the ship. Jesus began to go. Now, he's a carpenter now. So he's supposed to be up on the top, brother Abe, instead of down in the bottom. But that flesh side didn't kick in, so he's tired, and he want to get him a nap. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then, don't you want to get a nap every now and then? Right. Sometimes a little 20-minute nap be better than a long nap. You just want to close your eyes for a while. So he went down in the bottom of the ship. But watch this ship. Huh? It says, and when they had sent the multitudes, he said, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also, and I say, other little ships. And there arose a storm of wind, Hurricane Harvey come. The boat ain't got no top on it. The boat ain't got no sides on it. But the rain done start beating on the ship. So now, here it is. They're out in the middle of nowhere, Miss Patty. And I'm trying to help somebody this morning, because if you follow the leader, no matter what you're doing and where you're at, no matter what the devil is trying to pull you, if God is in it, you're going to show no wind. You're going to step over him. You can say, my God shall supply all of my needs. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And then you can say, be careful, number than everything by prayer and supplication. You got to use the word back on the devil. The storm came, and the storm and the rain and started beating. That's what it said on it. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. It said, there was a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship. They don't have no top on them. The disciples, they are scared. But Jesus is asleep. But I wonder why the ship ain't sunk yet, Mac. I wonder why it ain't started to turn over. Because water will start. Oh, man, y'all ain't just. Somebody not hearing what I'm saying. Listen, the water that start beating in the ship. Jesus is asleep, the carpenter down in the hither part. You're supposed to be up on top, man, but you're down asleep. Wait a minute, Jesus.
Come on, man.
Here come Peter with his big mouth ship. He says, I don't want to tell them, because I'd be happy to tell them. I ain't got no money about them on them. How would I win? Everything I wear going to be expensive. I ain't got no money, but I ain't going to wear nothing cheap either. Because my God is a good God. And he got cattle on 1,000 hills. The Bible says the streets are paved with gold. So what I'm going to wear something $2 for when I know my daddy got cattle on 1,000 hills?
Come on, man.
You're looking at them glass cost money. But God gave them to me. Everything I got on, God gave it to me. And if God give it to you, no man can take it away. Can't nobody take it away, man. No, they can't. They can try, but can't nobody take it away. I'm up here praising God because I know what he done for me. $30,000 loan, he took it one day. And ain't been long ago. $30,000. You tell me God ain't good, man.
Come on, man.
You tell me. I'll show you the paper I got. It's someone I can't find, but I was trying to find. You think I ain't lying? I'll show it to you. I ain't got to lie.
Lord said, six things I hate. Proverbs 6:16, a proud look and a lying tongue. And the seventh is abomination. Go read it for yourself. I'm in the book. You can't miss me because I know the word. He written it in my heart 25 years ago. They used to laugh at me. Talk about me. Everything else, but the one last laugh, first laugh, laugh.
Go ahead.
They're in the bottom of the ship. And they go down there and say, Jesus, do you care that we perish? I'm talking about following the leader now. See, at Peabody, you got to follow the teacher's instructions. If you at Gilchrist, you got to follow his or her instructions. If you working for Walmart, you got to follow what the crazy people tell you to do, because they don't follow you. So now, Jesus is our leader. We got to follow his instructions in these 66 books, what I'm trying to tell you.
Come on.
And you'll get some blessings. He'll heal your body. He'll take cancer from you. He'll take sickness. He'll take whatever it is. He'll heal you. Yes, he will. I know he will. My daddy will heal you. Ain't no doctor like the doctor I know. Can't no doctor do what Jesus do. Can't no doctor put you on a bed and make you get up the next day. Can't no doctor take care of but Jesus. Nobody. Yeah, Jesus healed. The water that starts sinking in the ship. There were other little ships probably sinking. But this ship wasn't sinking. I wonder why, because the man that made the ship was on the ship. He the one made it anyway. So he's saying, I'm going to go to sleep, because even the ship got to obey what I. That's in your text if you enjoy that. Water started coming up in the ship. And Jesus didn't even talk to them. He, in other words, when he said, peace be still, look at your text, don't look at me. He said, they say, Master, do you care that we perish? He didn't answer them first. He began to speak to the wind where the trouble was. He said, peace be still. The wind, it's in your text, don't look at it. It's in your text. The text says that Jesus, when they came to him, he didn't say, oh, I'm going to do something. He said, peace be still. He wasn't worried, you know what? Shut up. I got this thing. Let me read it for you then. Y'all are getting me crazy. It says, drop down. Did y'all else? It's in there if you read it. And when he was in the hymn 30, they say, asleep. And he got a pillow at that. He just not asleep. He done went and got him a pillow, so he want to have a good rest. On a pillow, Gloria. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, do you care about us? This the rain that started coming into the ship up to 2-3 feet. Man, I would have jumped overboard. I'd say, Lord, look, I'm scared of water anyway. The possibility that time, I wouldn't even stay in there that long. I'd have been gone like a turkey through the comb. Look, but they got more faith than me. Because when I was reading, I said, Lord, they got some faith because I'm scared of that water. Look here, it say, care and watch 39. Drop this one point. And he arose. See, they were talking to him, but he ignored them and went to the problem. See, when you're going through something, you got to ignore the problem and go to the problem solver. All right. Come on, y'all not hear me. In other words, stop looking at what's ahead of you and start looking at who made everything. When he stepped out on nothing and made something out of nothing, when he began to tell him, he said, the earth is the Lord and the foot is the earth. He said, if heaven is my home and the earth is my footstool. So if you start looking at Jesus and stop looking at the problem, you'll be all right. Let me hurry to a close. Did not Jesus say, peace be still? That's what he said, didn't he? Look at the text, 39. Said it to him. But he was trying to get somewhere. He knew that it was going to be a storm, New Jerusalem. Because he said, let us pass over to the other side. He knew he probably gave him his own self. Just to see what you're going to say.
All right.
Huh? I'm going to do it pretty good. All this fire, I can't sleep under no fire. Black as I am, I can't sleep under no fire. I'm black. and I'm proud. That was James Brown. I'm saying now. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it now. I'm black and I'm proud.